So our listener who wants to remain anonymous got engaged. She returned her engagement ring and bought a cheaper one. But that's not necessarily the entire issue.
Nope.
Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So he says, I've been with my girlfriend, now my fiance, for a little over a year.
Okay.
Got engaged about 2 months ago. Everything's been great until last week.
Okay.
She came home wearing a completely different engagement ring.
Mm.
I asked about it. She said she returned the one I originally proposed with because she liked this one better. Honestly, it's fine. I don't really have a problem with that.
Okay.
I'm not a jewelry guy. If she's going to wear it forever, I want her to love it. Here's what's bothering me.
Okay, I guess I get that.
She told me the new ring was cheaper
yes.
than the original one.
Okay.
But she kept the money that was refunded instead of giving it back or even talking to me about it first.
Okay.
When I asked about it, she said the engagement ring was a gift, so she used the extra money to buy herself another Coach purse.
Well, a girl can't have too many of those.
I do love purses.
I was going to say, a girl can't have too many.
Do love purses. We've always talked through bigger purchases before, so this kind of caught me off guard.
Sure.
Like, it's really not about the purse or even the money as much as it is that she never thought to mention it until after everything was already done.
Mm.
And so now I'm kind of wondering if this is just one weird situation or if it's how we'll handle finances and decisions once we're married. Am I overthinking this?
Mm.
How would you handle it if you were me? I'd 100% be upset, first of all, because
I think I
bold would, move that you just didn't even mention to him that, hey, honey, I was thinking something a little different for the ring. Would you mind? Or maybe we can go together or something like that. Like, you left him out of that decision altogether.
Yeah, that it almost feels
very wrong.
It almost feels impulsive. Like,
yes.
She was out and saw a ring she liked.
Maybe.
And was like, you know what? I kind of like this one better.
But you get on the phone. You're like, hey, babe, I'm at the jewelry store. And listen, I was just kind of thinking. And it's cheaper, so yay. But then, like, can I also buy myself a purse? Say something. We talk about it. And so he's right to be a little concerned about, is this an indication of how she's just going to go off and do stuff by herself?
I mean, I give him kudos for not being butthurt about her just replacing the ring.
Correct. I mean, would be upset about that first.
Yeah, like, because, you know, I'm not a jewelry person either.
Right.
And thankfully, my wife really isn't either.
But if you spent time and effort,
I spent
really
time and effort
trying to pick something you think she was going to like,
right? And remembering comments that she's
yes.
made, and doing this certain thing, and going and picking out a ring from a jeweler.
Well, and like you said earlier, thank goodness it wasn't an heirloom.
Yeah, if that was an heirloom, I mean, you got to think that
you
if it was an
she would
heirloom,
know.
That
she wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because he would have said, hey, this is
my grandma's
ring. I wanted you to have it.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
she
blah.
She said it's for the perfect person and you're
and
it.
And you're it. Yay. Oh, so magical. All right,
yeah,
but we're not there.
No, all right. But we completely are on a board with how you feel. And yes, you're validated. No, you're not overthinking it.
Okay, so like, this is not necessarily unique. Like, financial things aren't necessarily unique in a relationship.
No.
They're 100% a factor in every relationship.
And maybe you haven't had, like, the finances kind of conversation. You need to have the big conversations before you guys get married. Like, the whole, are we having kids? How many do we want? Like, attitudes towards money and how you look at all of that. Like, you have to have the tough conversations before you walk down the aisle.
And look, everybody's timeline is different. And you said that you've been together for a little over a year, got
yeah.
engaged a couple months ago. So, I mean, maybe those conversations never come in because it seems like it was a little bit quick.
Sure.
I mean, that's just me.
When you know, you know.
But yes,
but
when you
do
know,
we
you
do
know.
Need to hammer some of that stuff out. I mean, we went through premarital counseling where we talked about all those things.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where you bring
probably
this kind
that,
of thing
yeah.
up and then make sure you guys have similar philosophies on all those things and want the same things and you're on the same page in the biggest ways that you need to be.
All right, I want to hear from you. 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note, call, text 502-795-1997. 99.7 is our number. It's group therapy. So our listener got engaged. His fiance took the ring back, got a cheaper ring, bought a purse. It's 99.7 DJX.
Didn't tell him about it.
Nope.
That's kind of the biggest problem for most of us is the fact that she didn't mention to him, hey, I really saw this other ring that I liked a little bit better. And would you mind if? And it's, oh, hey, bonus, it's cheaper. Yay. And then I wanted to go buy myself a purse.
The lack of communication seems to be weird. He did say that they have discussed big purchases before.
Okay.
But apparently in her mind, this didn't fall
this
in
was
that.
Her gift.
Yeah, this was
and
her
so
gift and she could do whatever
hers,
she wanted
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
I think that was the mentality that she has.
Right.
Yeah.
Mary Jane says, I don't like this. I think there needs to be a lot more communication.
Sure.
If they had gone shopping for rings together, that probably would have been better. She definitely needs to communicate with them also. She probably saw the Coach bag first and then was trying to figure out how to get the money, but that was wrong on her part.
Oh, my God.
Which would be diabolical. If she sees the purse, she's like, how can I get that?
All right, well, you know what?
I'll trade the ring for something cheaper. I'll have money left over and go buy it.
I don't need a real diamond.
Diabolical.
I don't need a real diamond. I could just get something else.
But Brent kind of suggested that too, which is great. They have sales.
Virginia said in a voice note.
So what I hear y'all saying is that she's selfish and she's a thief.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of red flags going on here for me.
Oh.
First of all, y'all didn't discuss what kind of ring she liked prior to the engagement.
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to get her feels on the ring before you buy a ring.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
But homegirl took the ring back, got the cash. Got the ring,
uh-huh.
and then went on about her merry way.
You
problem.
Got, yeah, that is a problem, yes.
Problem.
Problem.
That is a huge problem for
yep.
me. So not only did you take back the ring I bought
mm-hmm.
and got a ring that you like, okay, cool, maybe, but you got a refund for that cash.
Uh-huh.
Where's my money at?
Oh.
Because we're not married yet, so that's not our money. That was my money.
She's speaking truth.
Listen, chick. No, I don't like it. That's definitely a telltale sign of how she's going to do these finances because it's already all hers right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's
it,
like...
It does feel a little selfish. But again, like to your point, she was probably just, it's mine to do what I want with.
Yeah, so it sounds like she comes from the mentality that, hey, an engagement ring is a gift.
Sure.
And this is mine.
Right.
And now
if I
can
switch
do
it out, I can.
Whatever I want with it.
Yes. I don't think he gave it to her with a gift receipt, though.
I mean, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know
happened,
if you need one to be
just,
able to switch that out. Or well, and she kind of, quote, downgraded if it was cheaper, the one
yeah.
she ended up with.
I mean, we can speculate. We can speculate.
I give him points for not being so upset about that piece of it, let alone then using the extra money to buy the purse.
I mean, there are people that are just like, call it off.
Yes.
Like Ken in the Facebook comments is like, get the dang ring back, tell her to keep the dang purse and run. My wife did crap like this for the first 4 years of our marriage.
Ooh.
Coining a phrase from Forrest Gump, run, boy, run!
Wow!
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. But yes, a lot of people backing him up. Amika says it's not okay. You need to talk to her about this.
Yeah.
Behavior is communication, and she just communicated a lot of that to you. That ring wasn't just a gift. It was an intention of your future with her. Yeah, there's a lot of usual sentimental value that's attached to that, right? You need to decide what you want with her because I know I'd have some serious discussions. I would also suggest premarital counseling because, yes, you need to, like, lay down ground rules. Okay, maybe we didn't talk about this beforehand, but moving
but now
forward,
let's talk about this. Yes.
These kinds of
that
purchases.
Kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yes.
How this happened, and you know what? Look, you got to get used to having difficult conversations with your partner.
Well, absolutely.
And this is going to be a thing that's just not going to vanish.
But the fact that she didn't seem to have the emotional awareness that this might sting a little bit to him because it's a personal gift. It was a promise, and there's a lot of things that are attached. It's not just a ring.
Mm.
There's a lot of things wrapped up in that, emotionally speaking. The fact that she just kind of negated all that, didn't even enter her mind to like talk
all
to
right.
him about
well, hey,
it first.
You know what? There seems to be some communication that needs to happen.
Yes. Yeah. We kind of still revisit this situation, mm-hmm. use it to kind of help lay groundwork for your future.
Yeah, not to mow over the same grass,
no,
but
lay down the path for the future and how you're going to be handling these types of situations moving forward.
That's right. All right, well, hey, good luck. Let us know what happens, all right? That is group therapy.